Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. Join me here. It's the 8th of February, 10:26 in the morning, and I thought I'd do a quick update. I did an Audible, I think, a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, approximately, telling you about my new lifestyle change. And I've done well. The problem is, the other day I decided I craved in to a craving. And the hardest thing about trying to change your weight loss and trying to change your lifestyle is trying to give up the things that are good for you. Sorry about my mouth. I burned my mouth last night on some salmon. So, yeah, it's pretty sore. I was in town, and you know, it's when you're trying to make decisions, if I feel snackish, I've been trying to go for the healthier options, if you can call them that. But Thursday, I just craved, and I ended up getting a Subway, and I shouldn't have. And I think I've let myself down this week because I've weighed myself and I've not like moved an inch, and I feel I had moved an inch earlier in the week, and I feel by having that Subway I've gone back to what I was. So today I'm back on the, well, yesterday I was back on the good stuff. Today I'm going to be back on it again. I'm going to want to go out for a walk. It's really windy, but you know, it's wind, it's not going to kill you. And this weekend I want to walk. I want to, you know, get back on the roller coaster ride and just go for it. It's difficult. It's not as easy. And biggest thing is trying to avoid temptation. And I haven't. It's trying to avoid. You know, the ads come on the TV. Oh, have a pizza with Domino's and all the rest of it. And it's difficult. It's difficult to say no. And I haven't had pizza in a while. I did admit I had one. Couple of weeks ago, well, not a full one, I had half of a pizza, it was a large one as well, but it was a half of a large one, and I didn't put on anything. I haven't put on anything so far, but I'm kind of disappointed in myself because I feel having that Subway has put the weight back on. I should have just either not had it or had it just a 6 inches of it, it's called, right? You know, like a half of one. But instead, I craved it and I ended up getting a full one. Even when I knew I shouldn't have. I know, I stand up, too many carbs. So I'm back on the, back on the road again. And I'm going to go out shortly for a walk. And maybe I'll end up walking to the shop and buying some food for I need to get a few things because I need to get some food, and it's difficult, you know, and it is a roller coaster, and it is, I think, you know, staying strong, determined, you know, having willpower is probably the most difficult thing to it, because if you do get in the mindset thinking, yeah, I want to look like, you know, that skinny person, but that skinny person seems an awful lot away from where you currently are. It's difficult. So, yeah, this week has been a bit of I've let myself down. I've probably not exercised as much as I should have. I've got lazy, and I have to kickstart it. Back to pushing myself, back to exercising. And the weather, yeah, the weather's been bad, but I shouldn't really use that as an excuse not to exercise, so. Yeah, today I'm going to get myself ready. I'm going to go out for a walk and burn some calories, hopefully, because I would like to see some sort of weight loss this week, even if it's just a pound, because I've kind of let myself slide. And I weigh in on a Monday, so I'm just hoping if I do some today, tomorrow, there might be even just the slightest glimpse of a loss on Monday. But yeah, I'm in this for the long haul. You know, I'm not in it just as a crash diet, because those just don't work. So I'll speak to you soon, and thanks for listening, and have a good weekend.